Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
Leanne, shame on your cousin for setting you up with someone who's blown you off.
I know, right? He's supposed to be helping me, not holding me back.
Seriously, so Ross worked with your cousin, and your cousin was like, ooh, let's hook you two up. Where was your first date?
Well, we went to dinner. We met in front of Daily Eats, and then we had dinner there, and it was really great. I'm really confused because I thought it was going really well, and I felt like I was, like, putting the vibes out for him to come back to my place, and then he didn't.
Oh.
So I was like, okay. Maybe he was, like, just shy or something, or he, like, needed more time or whatever. But now he won't even, like, answer any of my texts. Like, he's not even responding at all. So I'm really confused because I don't think that the date warranted that. So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it because something is, like, not adding up at all.
Right. Especially if, I'm sorry, I hate when I put out the vibe and then it is, like, blocked down because that's such an ego blow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're like, come on back to my bedroom. And they're like, no.
Yeah, right?
Ugh. Do you wonder if maybe your cousin painted you in a certain picture and it didn't match up with what Ross was thinking, possibly?
Maybe. I mean, at this point, I kind of feel like anything's a possibility because, like, when you... know, like when it was a good date and then like nothing happens, you're kind of left in the dark. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Well, Leanne, let's try to get Ross on the phone so we can figure out what has happened and to find out why you've been blown off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
Leanne was set up on the date by her cousin with Ross, who works with her cousin, and they went to Daily Eats in Soho, had a great time. Leanne was feeling it so much that she invited Ross back to her house, but he declined.
Yeah, what's that about?
So we've got to find out what happened and why she hasn't heard back from him. Are you ready, Leanne, for us to get him on the phone?
I am ready.
Okay, now, Leanne, while we dial him up, let me let you know that just stay quiet. We will do the talking and try to get what is going on with Ross.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ross?
Speaking.
This is Miguel from The Miguel Show with Holly. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am good. How are you guys this morning?
Wonderful. I know this is going to sound weird that a radio station is calling you, but we have a very good reason why.
We do. Ross, we have a mutual friend, actually. Her name is Leanne. And listen, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why you stopped calling her, because she's just really confused and she really liked you. And to leave her kind of hanging with nothing, you know, what's going on?
I don't know. I felt like maybe I wasn't as present as I normally am or something, but it was a good time. I just don't, no, I don't think a second date will probably happen. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes just doesn't, blind dates are not really my thing, and they just, I don't know, it just maybe wasn't the right fit.
I'm supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, Ross, Leanne's on the phone.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense because you're not really saying anything. I need to know why. Whatever it is, you can say it. I just want to know why.
Well, don't know what vibe your cousin got, but I don't. I'm not looking to date women. I guess you could say I'm gay, and I. I guess I didn't know what to say. I was a little taken off guard when we met outside of Daily Eats, and, you know, what do you say? So I guess I just...
Does anybody else know that you're gay?
No, not really. I haven't told too many people, I will be honest. And I'm feeling a little... I don't know. This is kind of a weird experience to be having this morning with you guys.
Wow. Well, I did not know it was going to take this turn.
Wow.
Well, Leanne, I just don't want you to... I really don't want you to feel... obviously, this, you know, you're feeling bad about it, and I never meant for that to happen. So, no, you're a great person, and just please don't take it personally. I'm sure I didn't handle it the best way. But yeah, it wasn't meant to be.
And you know what? There is nothing wrong with that. I'm glad that you came to that conclusion now, and I'm sorry that we sort of forced you out of the closet. But I think that just goes to show you have to be a little bit more honest next time, you know, if you are going on a date with someone.
Yeah, I think that is true. blind dates, like I said, maybe are a weird situational kind of thing. But you're right. There's no excuse, I guess. So there you go.
I'm not mad. I'm like, no.
Right.
I had no idea this is the way it was going to turn out. I'm not mad at all. But actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I can think of like three people that would just love to go on a date with you.
Okay. Well. Isn't this a serendipitous morning call here?
Look at that. See, you two can connect and go over to the night at the Honey Pot.
Oh, my.
Yay!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.